The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and take and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ.
Do you love me? There is a very beautiful and very tender, moving scene in the play Fiddler on the Roof, in which one day Tivia comes into the house and asks his wife, "Golda, do you love me?" And surprised, Golda looks at him and says, "Do you love me? Do I love you? For 25 years I have washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked the cows. After 25 years, why talk of love right now? If that's not love, what is it?" Again, Tevye asks her, "Then do you love me?" "I suppose I do," she says. And Tevye says, "And I suppose I love you too." Then he says, "It does not change a thing, but after 25 years, it is nice to know." We have a similar dramatic scene at the end of the Gospel of John by the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. Jesus asking Peter three times, "Do you love me?" When Jesus asked him the first time, as impulsive as a man Peter was, the answer was quite quick. The second time he must have held on to his beard for a while thinking before he answered. And the third time he must have realized the moments of his denial of Jesus flashing through his mind before he answered, probably with tears in his eyes, with his head down. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. The triple affirmation could be seen as a response from the part of Peter to the triple denial. To each affirming response of Peter, there was a commissioning from Jesus. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Peter, as a forgiven sinner, is chosen as a leader of a community of brothers and sisters for the quality of his love. As his primary mission, Peter is given the care of the vulnerable lambs and sheep, and he is given a hint that his fidelity to this mission will lead him to martyrdom. Jesus had told him earlier that he should strengthen the brothers when he has repented. In the first reading, we see Peter boldly declaring before everyone that they prefer to obey God rather than men. His love for Jesus strengthened him and made him a fearless preacher and a courageous witness. The one thing about which Jesus questioned Peter prior to his commissioning was love. This is the basic qualification for Christian service. Other qualities may be desirable, but love is completely indispensable. He asks Peter to prove his love through humble service of taking care of the lambs and sheep. Love is not just a word, but it is life. Love is not merely a four-letter word, but a lifelong commitment. The question, "Do you love me?" does not have an answer in just one word, yes or no. Nor does those three words, "I love you," totally reveal a person's love. It is to be answered with a whole life lived in love. I remember a scene in a movie where the boy tells his girlfriend, "I am ready to die for you." And the girl, in turn, smiles, looks at him in the eyes and says, "If you die, then who will look after me?" "I don't want you to die for me. Are you ready to live for me?" Someone who cannot live for others will not have the courage to die for others. Peter, too, said to Jesus that he was ready to die for him. But now, Jesus wanted to tell him that in order to be found worthy to die for him, he should first live for him by feeding and taking care of his sheep and lambs. We see Jesus going after the discouraged and disoriented disciples to encourage and strengthen them and to tell them that his ever-living presence is always with them. He wanted to let them know that they are to be his witnesses, no longer by catching fish, but by catching people. He wanted to tell them that all their needs will be taken care of if they hold on to his words. Jesus first dealt with Peter's sin, then commissioned him to work on his behalf. By this triple confession, Peter is restored to the leadership position from which he had fallen by his triple denial. All that Jesus expected was a reaffirmation of his love for him. Let us look within ourselves and see those moments we have denied Jesus. And let us compensate our moments of weakness by genuine acts of love, compassion, and service for one another. Peter was called upon to prove his love by feeding and taking care of his sheep. The same risen Lord tells us, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The risen Lord accepts our apology, dismisses the charges against us, exonerates our guilt, and forgives all our weaknesses. All that he requires from us is to love him. He continues to challenge us to demonstrate our love for him, not by mere word, but by our life. He is inviting all of us to follow him.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.